And now the in-depth on KSL. A Brighton man is now facing criminal charges for pointing a shotgun at a snowboarder. The video of this incident has gone viral on social media this afternoon. My son texted me from Philadelphia. He said, I saw that video. It's just wild. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been following the story today, and she's joining us live. So remind everybody who saw it, what happens in this video?
Jeff, this is about a month old now, so it has made the rounds. The snowboarder can be seen. This is Lauren Richardson. He's going down through some trees, having a great time, and then he drops onto what looks like a road, and then bam, a man is standing there with a shotgun yelling at him. Lauren is heard apologizing, says, I didn't know this is private property, apologizes several times as he's kind of shoved around, and then eventually he just takes his snowboard off and walks away, apologizing again. And a little bit later, he meets a couple of other people down the road, and they laugh about it because it seems like the same thing happened to them.
So what are the charges against this guy with the shotgun?
Yeah, so this is 67-year-old Keith Stebbings. He's now charged with aggravated assault, a third-degree felony, and making a threat of violence, which is a Class B misdemeanor. Some pretty serious charges there, all because he had a shotgun, apparently pointed it, and said he was going to hurt this snowboarder who has just happened upon his property.
Okay, he has a lawyer who's been speaking with the press. So what is this guy's defense? Has he said anything about why he did this, for instance?
Yeah, it really goes into trespassing, that he was just fed up with trespassers for years doing this kind of thing. His lawyer today said that people often walk even on his back porch, and he's just lost all of his privacy there. So he said he just wanted to tell people to get off of his property, said the shotgun was a prop, he wasn't going to hurt anyone. Of course, on the video, at one point, he does tell the snowboarder that he's going to put holes in him if he went on the property again. So there's that, but that is his defense.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe there.